With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. It's been a relatively calm day on the 3,500-acre Roaring Lion fire southwest of Hamilton today. Emergency officials are regrouping and preparing to hand off management of the fire to a federal Type 1 Incident Command team tonight. Todd McKay is a spokesman for the Bitterroot National Forest.
As you can tell outside, we don't have anywhere near the type of winds that we did yesterday. Yesterday was hotter and clearer. And again, the fire behavior and conditions yesterday were beyond extreme.
A public information meeting is being held at 7 o'clock tonight in Hamilton at the First Interstate Center, 100 Old Corvallis Road. McKay says the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office will give updates on the number of homes and other structures lost and their locations.
They, along with Brad Moan, who's the Hamilton Fire Chief, Ravalli County Fire Warden, have been up this afternoon making confirmations on site and are then working one by one to notify homeowners and let them know. We want them to find out about it first before we release any information.
It's been too smoky for firefighting aircraft to fly on the fire today, but McKay says ground crews were able to build some fire line on the east side of the fire. He says they also put out numerous spot fires last night, saving many homes. Tomorrow, however, brings a fire weather warning, with winds up to 40 miles per hour possible. Fire officials haven't determined the cause of the 3,500-acre Roaring Lion fire southwest of Hamilton, but they're working on it. Bitterroot National Forest spokesman Todd McKay says Ravalli County's Sheriff's Office briefed the fire team on that today.
They are continuing their investigation. They have several leads and tips that they're following up on, solid leads and tips, and they're continuing to pursue every lead and tip. I would just say if people have other information about that, they should contact the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office.
About 500 homes in the area remain evacuated due to the Roaring Lion fire. A Type 1 Federal Incident Command team will take over management of the fire tonight. A public meeting about it is being held in Hamilton at 7 p.m. in the First Interstate Center at 100 Corvallis Road in Hamilton. An as-yet unknown number of structures have been lost in the fire. Neighbors are helping neighbors in Hamilton as the 3,500-acre Roaring Lion fire rages southwest of town. Jenny Erickson was overseeing the Red Cross shelter at the River Church in Hamilton this afternoon.
We had three that actually stayed overnight, two of which will be here again tonight. We have, I don't know, probably another 10 or so that have already told us today we'll probably be back to stay in the shelter tonight.
Erickson says, so far, donations have kept up with demand from people in need.
We've got a pretty good match right now. Probably now, though, if people still want to do something to help, it would be better if they made a monetary donation to the Red Cross.
The shelter itself can't make monetary donations, so Erickson suggests contributing online or via mail. People are also looking out for each other's livestock. The Ravalli County Fairgrounds is open for people who need a place to put their animals. This afternoon, there were a couple of dozen horses there and at least one pig. Our news director Eric Whitney ran into Lisa Johnson, who drove in from Corvallis and was tending to some horses.
Well, I'm just helping out some folks.
So these horses belong to friends of yours?
No, just folks that I was checking down here at the fairgrounds to make sure that everyone was okay and if they needed anything, and they were just here and they wanted to get back to their house and get another load out of their livestock and tack, and I told them I'd step back and turn the water off for them.
Lots of donations are also reaching the firefighters who are streaming into Hamilton. A fire camp is being established at Hamilton High School. The Copper King fire, detected yesterday 8 miles east of Thompson Falls, grew from 200 to 700 acres overnight. The fire is visible from Highway 200. Its cause remains unknown. Though several nearby roads and two campgrounds are closed, there are no evacuation orders in place at this time, says Lolo National Forest Fire Prevention Technician John Hamilton.
We don't have any containment. We're just trying to secure the edges there closest to the roads and the structures, and we'll go from there.
This morning, several engines and 33 personnel were assigned to the fire. Tomorrow, a Type 2 incident management team will take over managing the fire. They bring with them a slew of initial attack crews and air support.
An IMT team is a nice thing to have. It's like a traveling all-star team kind of deal.
A public meeting about the Copper King fire will be held tonight at the Thompson Falls Community Center at 7 p.m. Fire danger in the Lolo National Forest is currently high, and officials are expecting increased fire behavior tomorrow, resulting from strong winds. The last thing Western Montana firefighters need now is more hot, dry, windy weather. And yet, that's exactly what they're going to get tomorrow as a cold front moves into Western Montana. A red flag warning is posted for the entire region from noon to 9 p.m. National Weather Service meteorologist Ginky Kino.
The temperature should be climbing into the 90s again, ahead of the cold front. We're expecting some really strong gusty winds, 25 to 35 mile per hour wind gusts, definitely possible for the valleys. For like the mountaintops, we're expecting maybe up to 50 mile per hour wind gusts as well.
Wednesday's temperatures will cool into the mid-70s, but bounce back to the mid-80s to lower 90s later this week.
I've been looking really far out in the extended, and I just don't see a big rain event in the near future right now. Yeah, it is looking like it's going to be pretty typical August with warm and dry weather.
Fire officials today bumped Missoula's fire danger up a notch to very high. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.